Welcome to Pagan Coffee Talk. Here are your hosts, Oswin and Lord Knight.
Today's topic is As Above, So Below.
Okay, we talk about this a lot, don't we?
We really do. We probably should expand a little bit on it.
Okay, this refers to the idea and the concept that we use to cast spells, where we're basically gathering up our energies on the astral planes or on the spiritual planes and channeling it to this plane of existence.
Okay.
All right. Reason being, on these spiritual planes, time and space does not exist. We can gather energy from anywhere in the universe instantaneously.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, with that said, and I did see a YouTube where they were sort of talking about this. While we can physically create an item on the astral plane, it does not translate to this world.
What?
Everything on the astral plane and stuff like that are held together through thought and energy. As soon as you quit thinking about it, the energy construct disappears and falls back to where it is. Because it never really existed to begin with. It's energy mimicking this.
Well, true, yeah.
All right. Give you a better explanation. All right. Going geek. When you double click an icon on your computer, you see it as a double click and a picture and all this other stuff. What's happening inside is when you double click, it puts a line of code into the input and hits enter. Back in the day when we all had to use DOS.
Oh, yeah.
Remember all them command lines that we used to have to memorize? Directory changes and all this and lines and how to do the tree and delete and to clear out the screen. All those command lines.
Right.
We don't have to do no more. We do it through double clicking.
Which I'm so thankful for.
Again, I know a lot of people are going to be like, what in the world? Yes, there were lines of code we had to memorize to be able to operate a computer. If you knew how bad that was for dyslexic, trust me, it took a long time.
Yeah, but you did it better than I did. So I struggled like hell with that shit.
Again, this is how the astral works. You might see an image, but it's not really. If you create an image or a crystal out on the astral plane, while you're thinking about it and you're using it, it works and behaves like a crystal. As soon as you quit thinking about it, it's just going to dissolve back into the energy of which it came from. You cannot transition it to this world.
Right.
Make sense? We can transfer the energies, though. But As Above, So Below also tells us the opposite is true. If we do something here, it affects the higher planes of existence. Just like if we cast a spell or do stuff on these higher planes of existence, it will eventually affect here. So again, when we're doing things like casting circle, yes, we honestly believe we're casting one here and we're casting one on the spiritual plane at the same time. Then merging these two together to create a pocket dimension where both can exist simultaneously to a certain extent. This does not mean physical things happening. We're just talking about energies here.
Right. It's right? Energy manipulation.
Exactly. That's all this is. But again, the concept is what we do here does affect all these other planes of existence. This is where in the world we start seeing a lot of these concepts where people are trying to do the whole karma or threefold laws and stuff like this.
Okay.
All right. Because again, the relationship between these two planes of existence is interlinked. If something's done on one plane of existence, all the other planes have to exist. You remember the, what were they called? They were wooden slats with strips of ribbon on them. And if you fold them, they would sit there and go back and forth, teeter all the way down.
Oh, what were those things? Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
God, I can't remember what they were.
This is a good demonstration of how in the world we believe these upper planes affect one another. while staying separate. That the energy in one spot knocks something else off, which then has to be compensated in the other planes of existence accordingly to keep everything in balance.
Yeah, that's what I was going to kind of lead into was most people can see how something we do here can affect the higher planes of existence. But how does something affect when you do something in the higher planes of existence on the astral plane? How can that affect the physical realm that we're in?
It works like trying to use a side-to-side buffer.
Okay.
All right. Again, if you're trained properly to use a side-to-side, you can hold that buffer in one spot for as long as you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you slightly push down on the handle, it will go to the left. If you slightly pull up, it will go to the right. A slight movement at your waist with this handle translates into feet down below.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the whole entire leverage that you learned in elementary school, how in the world, with a long enough lever, you can pick up anything.
Right.
This is what in the world this concept is talking about. Us changing or trying to figure out where to change those tilting points to be able to create the desire outcome we want on a particular plane of existence. Okay. So yes, if you do something on a high enough plane, yes, by the time it gets down here, it can be so amplified that it actually makes a difference.
Right. So basically what you're saying is it doesn't matter where you're creating this energy flow, it's still right. going to affect everything either above it or below it.
Well, it has to. This is what the world's theory tells us is even out on the astral plane, it will affect the energies of the plane above it and below it. Because there has to be a balancing. If we're changing something in the middle, everything else has to balance back out to stay coordinated and working correctly.
Right.
I don't know how to put that. They got to stay in a somewhat of a balance with one another. So this is what we're talking about is that it tells us as we do things on these higher planes of existence, it affects this and vice versa. When we cast a circle here, it does affect the higher planes of existence. This is how we're doing this. Because there are some mysteries involved in there, but this is the basic idea of this concept. It's that whole relationship between us and deity, us and the world. These all seem to keep on playing out on the same themes. We have to work together. We have to think of these things as teeter-totters and stuff like this so we understand how in the world all this works together. We're not isolated. You're not an island on your own.
Right. We're
not islands in the stream.
Okay, Dolly Parton.
Wouldn't that be floats in the stream?
Yeah, actually it would.
Oh, we are so going to hell one day.
Hey.
That's what we have to remember. The stuff that we do and stuff like that, yes, it affects the world around us, what we say and what we do. While some people might sit here and listen to me and get mad, that might inspire them to come up with ideas and stuff to trump mine. It's still better than nothing. It's better right. than, who gives a crap?
Right, but the underlying theme here is that, again, it doesn't matter what you do or where you do it. You're still affecting everything around it.
Right.
Above it, below it, on the same plane of existence. You're affecting everything.
Because you got to remember, when we think of our world, right, we just think of literally our world, what in the world we're seeing and doing right now.
Right.
There are other things lapped on top of our world.
Oh, absolutely.
Around and all this other stuff. they're not separate from us. They are part of this world. We might not be able to physically cross over into these other realms,
mm-hmm.
but they are existing and we do have access to them. We just cannot do it necessarily in our physical bodies.
Makes sense to me.
Hence the reason all guys are still 20 something years old in our heads, even though we're 60 something.
Right. We think, oh, we can still do that. Nobody says, no, it can't.
No, you can't. Remember that layup shot you used to be really good at?
You can't do that no more.
And God forbid, don't slide in the home. It will be painful for weeks.
So let's discuss construct versus reality.
All right. We have reality. Let's think of reality as energy that's been crystallized.
Okay.
Lack of better words. All right. E equals MC squared explains how we get energy out of matter and how they're related.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that we talk about in this world. There are certain words that we use, and they are reality. So if I sit here and say tree, it's any large plant that grows quite tall.
Right.
All right. Because I'm not sure what they classify bush. I know there's a difference in the height and the width and all this other stuff. All right. But again, these actually describe certain objects, right?
Right.
Unlike the, or is, or it. When was the last time you found a the laying around the house?
And that's the as in T-H-E?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can't.
But you see what I'm saying? So there are certain words in our language that are constructs. And then there's other words that we use because it's what we refer to as a physical item here.
Okay.
You with me so far?
Yeah. So those, you know, again, those are the reality.
Those are the realities. Okay. Right? And then unfortunately, we're living in an age where people are trying to change the definition of these words that we use for reality. I just saw John Hopkins that says a lesbian is a non-male who likes other non-males.
Okay.
Well, magnets are non-male, and they're attracted to one another.
Right.
I mean, when we talk about the word woman, yes, the definition is an adult female human. The reason it's so blunt and straightforward is it's an actual reality word. We're right. using it to describe this state of being.
Right.
And for some reason, we're now trying to live in a society where they're trying to say, no, this is a construct like the.
Well, I was going to say there are going to be those people who argue, well, we've been changing the definition of words for centuries, for millennia.
Again, this is the whole entire notion of a rose by any other name is still just a sweet.
Right.
At the end of the day, a female human has certain characteristics and certain behaviors, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
That's it. That's what a woman is. And again, well.
So it doesn't matter what you call it.
Exactly. There's a reason we refer to them as some people as trans women. They weren't born women, but we perceive them now as.
Right.
Or they look like or behave in such a fashion we refer to them as women. I believe there are reasons why when we have to use those distinctions
mm-hmm.
in society. Because if we don't, people are really going to get confused. All right. And the more we muddle the reality words with these concepts, what's brown? What's blue? What's right. anything? I mean, at some point, it will get to the point to where communication is just non-existent because there's no way to articulate what it is that you're talking about. If we send some of these words too far over into this, I don't know what you would call it, this ethereal world of words.
I think that's probably a good way to put it.
You don't find a Happy just laying around the house.
No.
Not unless somebody's named Happy.
True. Like the dwarf.
Right.
One of the seven dwarves.
So why are we suddenly having this problem? Why are we suddenly having a problem understanding that of reality? Why? What's so wrong about that?
You know, I don't know. I don't know how it happened. I really don't.
Have we broke people?
Probably.
I'll admit, and I've said it in a different podcast. We really didn't talk about it. We did it. It takes a witch to make a witch.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I said, some of this shit's our fault because we allowed knowledge to get out without somebody there to teach the concept behind of it.
Right.
And somebody made a smart ass remark about that. This happened in the 60s. What I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The when we started to find the magic mushrooms, the LSD and all this other stuff, these were drugs and stuff that used to be that we used in religious context only right. there. And then we allowed it out to the general populace thinking, okay, we're going to do a good thing with these scientists and stuff and help people. Then it got loosed onto the population. And now you have people touching realms and stuff. They're not trained or ready for it yet. And then you suddenly get this whole entire thing of, ooh, reality's really flexible. Well, yes, in one of the spirit realms. Not in this one.
Right, not in this realm.
Again, you can pray all you want. Eventually, you're not going to be able to walk through a wall. All right? You're not suddenly going to snap your fingers and a bunch of, you know, candles light up, you know, unless you've done some technical shit.
Yeah, but how cool would that be? I mean,
it would be cool. Not saying it would. And especially when you're trying to figure out how much light you get with 100 candles.
Right. But again, it's not part of our objective reality.
Reality. All right. As people of craft, we have to accept objective reality. It exists. We have to function with it and around it. There's nothing we can do at the end of the day. And muddling words, trying to make definitions more ethereal
mm-hmm.
is destroying language and communication. Thought is starting to degrade because you have nothing concrete to stand upon.
Well, and then too, you know, I think back to those folks that say, well, you know, we've been changing the definition of words for millennia, not on the scale that it's happening now.
I use the
and
word.
That's what's making everything so muddled and so confused and people don't know what's what anymore.
I use the example of the word cool because, again, we were raised in that generation. This was the word. I mean, at the end of it, I think if we would have said cool one more time to our parents or something like that, I would probably have a big handprint on the back of my head for all eternity. But it was an addition too.
Mm-hmm.
Cool still mean, oh no, this is still cold. It's still kept as a, what they're doing now is they're getting rid of the original definition for this other definition.
Right.
There becomes the problem.
Yeah, they've been changing, quote unquote, changing definitions for a long time, but not to the extent that it's happening now.
Well, and not in the time frames in which we are talking about.
Right.
All right. Again, this used to happen over generations. All right.
Now it's happening like within one year's time.
It could change the very next freaking day.
Right?
Which makes it even worse.
It does. It makes it incredibly difficult to understand what people are talking about.
So there is this physical world. Yes, we can affect it to a certain extent. We can affect the odds in mm-hmm. this world. you're never going to cast a spell where a money just mysteriously appears out of nowhere.
No.
All right. You're never going to cast a spell to where in the world your wallet's never empty without putting something in there.
Yeah. It's a whole give and take. I mean, you gotta do the work.
Well, this also brings us to this whole entire concept of, and you're going to hate me later for this, spells don't fix problems.
No, they don't.
Spells are nothing more than a way to gain resources. Give you my thoughts of why this is. Because the original spells, the spells we originally heard about were that one shaman or whatever in the clan would wrap themselves up in a deer pelt or whatever animal they were hunting for at that time to help divine where to go. It didn't do the kill. It didn't get you there. It told you where to go. It told you where the resource was so you could get the resource and bring it back.
Right.
This is how all spells really work. All right. So let's say you cast a spell to get a raise, right? But you don't do anything to hang on to it. You're not actually fixing anything because most people who get raises within 3 months are back to complain about not having enough money because they're already starting to use that money in their day-to-day life.
Right.
But before the raise, they were doing just fine. Now, if they would have calculated the difference of what I got paid before and after, and then took that difference and put it into the savings account so they never get used to using it, you start to gain more and more resources.
Right.
And I'm not giving out financial advice.
No.
That fixes the problem. Learning how to do these things. No, you know, spells might not help your diabetes, but you know what will? Doing research and keeping up and doing what you're supposed to do.
Right. Changing your diet, taking your medications.
Changing your diet, trying different ways of doing things to find out what works best for you. No spell's going to do that for you.
No.
But yet, you know, we go out there and again, is who spell this, do a spell for that, spell this, spell that. Everything's up for debate. Everything's up for change. Everything's up except for individuals. Why should I change my behaviors? You know, what is that? The definition of insanity?
Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome.
Just saying.
Right.
Not judging there much.
Not you? No, never.
I mean, there are concrete things, spells and stuff we do will never happen. The chances of me waking up in Ireland tomorrow is slim to none. Does it mean I can't sit there and meditate and go out onto the astral and travel there? No. It's just I won't be able to physically interact with it as if I was there physically.
Right. And again, if you're going to wake up, go to bed and wake up in Ireland, you still got to do something.
Right.
You got to buy the plane ticket. You got to go.
You got to go.
You can fall asleep on the plane. Guess what? You'll wake up in Ireland. But the spell ain't going to get you there.
Now, the spell that you cast to get the raise where you took the money and banked the raise to save up for the plane ticket.
Right.
Did help.
There you go.
Because you were gathering up the resources needed to do that.
A means to an end. It's not.
It's not a solution. It's not a fix.
No.
Whatsoever. So, if we keep muddling this stuff, at what point is communication, is thought itself no longer viable?
I don't know. At the rate it's going, it's not going to take long.
How much more stupid does society need to make us?
Yeah, that's a good question.
People don't remember what in the world they do and don't remember half the stuff that they do because they have a cell phone on them. It's easy to Google it.
Right.
I'd be the first to admit, I can't remember phone numbers anymore.
No. Now, growing up, I could recite off 20 different phone numbers and tell you who they were for.
I used to memorize the pattern where you moved across the keyboard to dial numbers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that way, you know, you set your fingers in one way. I remember the pattern. That's how I memorized numbers. I would automatically do it, just not even thinking about it.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. Your number, the home number, parents' number, stuff. I did that too. If it was.
Right.
You know, if it was just a store down the road, I'd have to look that up all the time.
Well, now that was on the push button phones.
Yes.
But on the rotary phones, you couldn't do that.
You couldn't do that.
Kids, look up rotary phone. You'll find out what we're talking about.
What the hell are they talking about? That's stuff that they had back when they were still like riding around on dinosaurs.
Yep, dinosaur age. Yep. We just dated ourselves.
So. Carbon dated. Hey, if y'all didn't know, we're old.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it makes perfect sense that if you keep muddling up the information and the words that are used to relay that information, where do we go from there?
Well, again, don't misunderstand me. We have words in our language and stuff like that that are concepts,
mm-hmm.
that are out and out concepts. There's just no way. All right. We sit here and say the word atom, you know, as a unit of this electron, proton, neutron.
Right.
We're not 100% sure. It's just a concept. Even though it describes an actual physical thing we think exists, we've never been able to see down that small.
Right.
So again, it's still sort of a concept, but sort of reality that could change. But that's as we learn more. Not just because, well, I think it looks better that way.
Right.
You know? But yes, there are certain things in our lives and that we do and think about. Money, again, money is a concept.
Right.
Technically, it just represents resources.
Right. But that's a concept that we can physically see.
Right. Because it's easier for me to carry cash around instead of me going to go, okay, I need to go down here to the farm and I need to give them, you know, so many bales of food for this many hogs.
Right.
Money just stops that. I can sell the food, get the money, take the same money, go get the hog.
Right.
All it's doing is keeping me from having to trap all this food down to this.
Right.
So technically we're using a physical means to hold an idea or a concept to make it easier for us. So yeah, these people that go, well, you know, money's not real. We just made it up. But yeah, we did. But it represents a real world value.
Yes.
All right. At the end of the day, you can only get so much for a dollar.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, regardless. And again, this is this idea of, A, you have to be willing to sell said item for a dollar, mm-hmm. and I have to be willing to buy it for a dollar.
In order for me to get that dollar.
Yes, for me to get that item. It's only worth that much if you can find someone willing to pay that much.
Right.
So I don't know if we actually answered any questions, but hopefully we brought up a whole lot more.
Hopefully. Either that or we just confused the hell out of a lot of people.
And ourselves. You know, hey, we might finally actually own up to that comment people leave on YouTube every so often. Uh-huh. I listened to this and I felt dumber afterwards.
Yep, this might be the one episode.
That might be the one episode.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week for another episode. Pagan Coffee Talk is brought to you by Life Temple and Seminary. Please visit us at lifetempleseminary.org for more information, as well as links to our social media, Facebook, Discord, Twitter, YouTube, and Reddit.
We travel down this trodden path, a maze of stone and mire. Just hold my hand as we pass by a sea of blazing pyres. And so it is the end of our days, so walk with me till morning breaks. And so it is the end of our days, so walk with me till morning.